For no reason at all, he had expected that she would show some sign of her experiences, that she would look pale and even ill. He was not prepared for the tall, bronzed girl in a cream tussore frock with a black belt who came happily through the door and stood smiling at him. "Good heavens, Vesper," he said with a wry gesture of welcome. "You look absolutely splendid. You must thrive on disaster. How have you managed to get such a wonderful sunburn?"
"I feel very guilty," she said, sitting down beside him, "but I've been bathing every day while you've been lying here. The doctor said I was to, and Head of S said I was to. So, well, I just thought it wouldn't help you for me to be moping away all day long in my room. I found a wonderful stretch of sand down the coast, and I take my lunch and go there every day with a book, and I don't come back till the evening. There's a bus that takes me there and back, with only a short walk over the dunes, and I've managed to get over the fact that it's on the way down that road to the villa."
Her voice faltered. The mention of the villa had made Bond's eyes flicker. She continued bravely, refusing to be defeated by Bond's lack of response.
"The doctor says it won't be long before you're allowed up. I thought perhaps I could take you down to this beach later on. The doctor says that bathing would be very good for you."
Bond grunted. "God knows when I'll be able to bathe," he said. "The doctor's talking through his hat. And when I can bathe, it would probably be better for me to bathe alone for a bit. I don't want to frighten anybody. Apart from anything else," he glanced pointedly down the bed, "my body's a mass of scars and bruises. But you enjoy yourself. There's no reason why you shouldn't enjoy yourself." Vesper was stung by the bitterness and injustice in his voice.
"I'm sorry," she said. I was just trying...
Suddenly her eyes filled with tears. She swallowed.
I wanted to help you get well."
Her voice strangled. She looked piteously at him, facing the accusation in his eyes and in his manner. Then she broke down and buried her face in her hands and sobbed.
"I'm sorry," she said in a muffled voice. "I'm really sorry."
With one hand she searched for a handkerchief in her bag.
"It's all my fault," she dabbed at her eyes. "I know it's all my fault."
Bond at once relented. He put out a bandaged hand and laid it on her knee. "It's all right, Vesper. I'm sorry I was so rough. It's just that I was jealous of you in the sunshine while I'm stuck here. Directly I'm well enough, I'll come with you, and you must show me your beach. Of course, it's just what I want. It'll be wonderful to get out again." She pressed his hand and stood up and walked over to the window. After a moment, she busied herself with her makeup. Then she came back to the bed. Bond looked at her tenderly. Like all harsh, cold men, he was easily tipped over into sentiment. She was very beautiful, and he felt warm towards her. He decided to make his questions as easy as possible.